everybody. Today's a special edition on Indigenous Voices of People. We have 1 hour and a half or 90 minutes for this show. And we're just waiting for our special guests to be talking. So just wait patiently. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Talk to me.
Yep, you're on the air.
Okay. Well, you know, I was invited to come on the show with a young lady talking about all the shit that all these black folks were saying about, you know, the indigenous people, and that they were here first and making a big, you know, scenario about what they said was they were the original inhabitants of the land called Turtle Island. So I don't know what topic she's going to start on that, but I'm going to give a real brief illustration to modern phonics' way of viewing indigenous thought and philosophy, because this world is still controlled by fucking men. And all these people that are seeking, man, a place to have civil rights, all of you guys are some stupid fucking people. And I'm saying that with an open heart. Freedom and independence was always the key that indigenous people lived by. Why? They were here first. They were part of the buffalo culture. They were part of the elk culture. They were part of the bear culture. They were part of all these sacred animals that gave us their life to live in harmony with the two-legged. And for the listening audience, I was told that this show was going to be aimed about black people claiming to be the First Nations people. Well, we give you that. You are mixed with our blood, black folk. We took you in during slavery when you guys were running from the plantations. There's a story out there called Crossing the Bakchito. That story is a true one where the Choctaw people took you in. I know I had the privilege and opportunity to play a part in crossing the Bakchito. Yes, I did.
Not through sauna. I threw this down.
So listen to me. Listen to me, people. Listen to me. The indigenous people have always been here since time immemorial, and many other people that just came here. Now, there was a young lady by the name of Mallory something from out there in San Diego, California. She's always making, you know, the scenario that, oh, man, our elder can't be dwelling in the past. The past is your future. The future is your past. It's called reverse psychology, Mallory. So let me say this as an open segment of what's going on. Being invited into this show gave me the opportunity to step up and hold the system accountable. Every time indigenous people are threatened by the sociological deformatories in this country of mine, we're either having our kids murdered, stripped from families' homes, and placed in parochial upbringing or foster care. Yet alone, if we're taking care of our elders, we want to cart them off into fucking nursing homes. Secondly, we want to devour the household and break down the families. My God, that's insane, man. But this is the white man. He does this all the time. So black people, listen to me carefully. When you came into my country, that white man brought you here, and they kept bringing you here, okay? But we did not enslave you. All of you guys that fucking talk about history, You talk about, oh, all these tribes enslaved you. That's a fucking heinous white fucking lie. Because the white man is known for this, okay? He's known for this because he was released from prison. His people, man, captured him. And I've always told people to listen to this fact, okay? This is a true fact. When the kings and queens of Spain and England were finding a way to devour people because of land, when England was inside Scotland, okay, what did they say? Scotland, my land. How can we gain homage of our own homeland when it's full of Scots? So what did the king of England say? We need to revise an old custom called prima nocte. Everyone else would probably call it what? Prima noctis. But it's prima nocte. That's the silent. So they implemented a rape policy. Okay? Military raping fucking the Scot women before they got married. Well, imagine the indigenous people faced with that fucking criteria. Go back to 1492 and understand that, people. This is why America is a mixed fucking race, full of half-breed. If you really want to trace your roots, white man, go the fuck home. And the same with you black people. Go home. And then you'll find your roots over there. This is Turtle Island. The red man, the red people. Our roots are here, man. And when you guys downgrade us, you listen to the folklore and folk stories of the white man. Then you take your pilgrimage. You blame us. We didn't do a fucking thing to you, black people. We took care of you. We fed you. We taught you how to live off the land. And that should be an insult to you, black people. You bastardize this way of life from American phonics. You dance and you call your women bitches and hoes. You're the ones doing that shit, black people. And so anybody else of color is picking that same nonsense up. No shit they are. They think it's okay. And the white man laughs at you. They found a way to keep you divided. Look at it, people. So the final piece I'm going to say. My phone number is 605-517-2621. I'm here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Okay? I live here, man. I live here where fucking poverty is inevitable because of tribal governments that were brought in from the white man's form of religion and way of life. And it's still upon us. I don't run. Chanupa Gloha Money, man. Yak, it's new. I don't do that. Like a lot of you guys, you run. You think you're going to find a better life out of bullshit. The better life is here on the reservation, struggling to remain free and independent and believing in what way of life we still have. It's not about drugs. It's not about alcohol. I'll give you this final piece. Black people, I never done nothing to you. In fact, I love you. And I care for you. I give a damn about you guys when white people are subjugated to murder you every second, every day, every moment, every hour, every minute. He murders you. And I love you for that. We'll always take you guys in. Some of the people within the Lakotas took in black folk. The Bringsplenties, they're part black. The Good Buffaloes, they're part black. My daughter. I got a black grandson, my daughter Michelle, my late daughter Michelle. She made me a grandpa with her and her black husband. Now they're all gone, but I'm a grandpa to my black grandson. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not ashamed to say it. I know, and the rest of you people that constantly, man, want to say that you were here first, get fucking real. If anybody was here first, it's the four-legged and winged creatures. We all just got here within the turns of centuries. back to you all because that's how inferior I am. Thank you.
Okay, this is Rachel. I just got off the phone with a gentleman that was on this radio show a few weeks ago that was talking about the same thing that Janup was bringing up here. Now, he just revealed, he said, your chief in South Dakota told me these things. He mentioned the last name, names of a crow dog. He said a guy named Horace. And I said, full name. I said, are you meaning Arville? Then he mentioned another name I didn't recognize, something Wes, somebody. He's trying to say that they even told him that they were here first. He even said on this phone conversation with me just a few minutes ago that our people came from fucking England. I said, no, our people didn't ride on that goddamn Mayflower. I said, even the white man's goddamn history books said who they saw standing here on this land when they landed. And I said, it wasn't black people. And I said, I think you go even down to all these southeastern tribes. The Seminole's going to tell you the same thing what Chinook just said. The white man brought you here. Yes, you integrated with them. You bred with them. But you were not here when the white man landed. This man said in another phone conversation with me the other night that these so-called Maori people that they have treaties with gave the Lakota back their language. Now, this man has been fed a line of bullshit. I tried to get him on the show, come on the show tonight to tell Chinook what he told me and give the names of the people he talked to up there. He won't do it. Your platform's not for us. Now, the other thing I was wanting to bring up on this show, through the last year, I've been hearing amongst white and black people stating that they have come across information that said that the black people didn't come over here as slaves, but they came as immigrants. Well, I found out where this information's been coming from. I came across a video the other night that a black student in college, in one of their textbooks, history textbooks, they took a paragraph with four or five sentences that said North African settlement came over here as immigrants. They also mentioned that the Dutch, the Scotch, and the Irish came over here. But if you reread that several times, the Dutch had a settlement in North Africa. So if you read that correctly, those were the people that came over as immigrants. I can't understand that any black woman or man who was a free individual in their own country would come to America not knowing it and, sign themselves into their own slavery on the plantations? This is the bullshit that's going on that people are taking the perception of, that the black people brought themselves over here and evidently selling themselves into fucking slavery on the plantation to the white man. But then it conflicted with Lincoln in 1865. What, he had to free these black people from their own slavery? They put themselves into the white man? It don't jive. It don't make sense. So if that black man came over here as an immigrant, and he became a slave to these plantations that Abe Lincoln had to free them from, There's some missing pieces of history there that after they got here, like I said, I'm going to ask the question to black people out here. Your ancestors sign yourself into slavery? Or did that black man abduct you once you got here and put you on the auction block? Because Abe Lincoln said he freed you all. Did he free you from white slavery, or did he free you from your own voluntary slavery? You put yourself in over here with the white man. Which way the fuck is it? And I'm getting tired of hearing these groups out here. I've heard we came from Asia. We came from India. We came from Mongolia. We came from here. Now this dude tells me tonight that we came from England. I said, you have conflicted what you said. Which goddamn motherfucking country did we come from? Because all you people keep trying to categorize and tell us where the fuck we came from. We know where we were. We didn't come from nowhere. It's all you other races that keep trying to tell us and trying to displace us from our own knowledge of where we were. Not where we came from, but where we were when all the rest of you came the fuck over here. My question is, why does every other race seem to want to displace the truth about the Native people, that they were here? We've even got history. We've got archaeology that backs the stories up of how long our ancestors were here. Even through that white man's own technology called science and archaeology.
This is our show he's talking about. Go in. Down to 2 now.
But I tried to get this man to come on the show tonight to speak to Chinook and tell him give up the names of people he claims he talked to out that way.
What's his number?
You get on the show and you tell Chinupa what the name you
number?
Just told me. Hold on just a minute. Let me pull
number?
It up. Hold on.
Because it's only you and Chinupa. Yeah.
I can't pull the number up while I'm on the phone. I'm trying to see if I can get it into text. That's not in my text.
Huh?
But this guy says he got his entitlement from.
What's his name?
I don't know that chief dude or that principal dude. I don't know his name. He's the one that was on the show a few weeks ago that Chinook got in an argument with. The principal guy, the principal chief.
Okay.
I asked him to come on this show tonight and tell Chinook what he told me.
Okay, do me a favor. Hang up. Find me the number. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Okay, I'll call you right back so I can pull this in.
Hey, John, give me a sign of like 4, please.
I don't love this.
No, it was satellite 1.
Yeah. Unplugged everything.
Maybe it's Brooklyn Burnett.
See what they do.
Damn, it's smoky as fuck in here, bro.
All right, Canupo, you're back on.
I heard some other voices that were coming through. Who are they? Introduce yourselves and come on. Come on in, people. Come on in.
They hanged up.
Okay.
Okay,
hanged
was
up,
the number
huh?
by any... Okay, did this number come up, Tariq? 1340.
Hold on. Okay.
513.
What's the number? Hold on.
1340.
Hold on. Okay, what is it?
1340. 513.
Hold on. For God's sake, hold on. 1340. Okay.
513. 5300.
5300. Okay. 340-513-5300. That's the number? Yes?
That's right.
Okay.
I asked him to come onto the show and tell Chinook what he told me, who the chiefs were. He talked to and he said, oh, well.
Okay, hold on.
Glorious Ascension.
Hello?
May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a gentleman. He's a teacher. What's his name?
His name is Prime Minister Tristan Rimlock Shiloh.
Oh, hi. This is Tariq Ashlow with Indigenous Voices of People, and would like him to come on the show.
We actually don't have time right now, but we just want to be peace and unity, and just know that we can help with land protection and other things, which only the most glorious sister Hima to tell you about, okay? And so if you want to follow him on Facebook, that's Himat Akon Shila, N-A-A-I-T on Facebook, okay? You can also go to MaikoriAruriaNation.com. That is MaikoriAruriaNation.com. Okay, we love you. Unity, we don't need a historical debate. The truth is written in stone. Okay, but we're all unified in one, okay? You have a great night.
But ma'am, he talked to one of our guests, and he said that he would come on to the show. Can I give you the phone number to the show?
Well, actually, we don't have time because we spoke to that individual.
I invited him to the show. He refused to come on to the show.
Quit using technology then, people. You're not
Done
who you are. You are not who you are, young lady. Shit, man. Woman, man, get a life. You're full of shit, chick.
I want her to tell you the names of the chiefs she talked to. I want her to tell you the names of the chiefs she said she talked to.
Shit. She probably didn't talk to no fucking chiefs.
Yeah,
then we'll come on and tell you the names.
She just hung up.
See? I told him to come to the show and tell Chinupa the names of the people they said they talked to in South Dakota. He knows everybody better than me. I wanted them to come on and tell him the names. They won't come on. They didn't want to come on.
Just like her, she's explaining all this shit. They're not indigenous. They're those are ex-slaves that were here, and they just now got educated. So now they got that white man mentality in their head. So they think they're important because they're, you got to go on the Facebook. You got to go on this website. They're not real.
Facebook
not
is
real
a tool of misinformation and leading people.
That's what they just did.
Everything.
They just did it too. In the face of everybody else, they did. Man, them black people are hurtful people. Sorry to say that, but they, man.
But they're trying to educate us and help us out.
Shit, man. That's full of shit, man. They're all over the internet holding classes and talking about they're the first ones here. They're the original inhabitants. Them some of the bitches can't come on the show. Fuck you guys. Black people, where's your language? Where the fuck is your language, black man?
Well, they're doing it to us. You know what I mean? They're doing the same thing to the Middle Easterns now. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, this is what I'm tired of. I have heard every region the Native people, come from. Asia, Mongolia, India. Now this son of a bitch had the nerve. When he said we came from England, boy, I just got it. You had some brainwashing the Ajax can't wipe off your ass. Because even by that white man's own fucking history, we're not on that fucking boat, the Mayflower, when they landed. They described the people who were here. We didn't travel.
Yeah.
Our ancestors didn't travel on that motherfucking Mayflower. Okay, now we come from England, right? You guys are so full of shit. These ancestors were taken as slaves to England, to Shaw, and Spain.
You got another number for me to call? Or that's the only number?
That's the only number I got.
I wonder,
he didn't want to come on the show and tell Chinook to drop the names of the people he talked to up there, your chiefs. I said, okay, come on the show and tell these names to Chinook who you just told me. He knows everybody up there.
Okay. Well, let's see.
My gosh.
I think I know who they talked to. Hold on.
Let me share something with all you people that are listening, okay? Listen to this part while this man's looking for something. You know, when I was in the Navy, I command 172 men when I command them. And so I was on this ship, and I went overseas, and I landed in Germany. I was in the First World War. Now, my grandpa could tell that story really good. I can't, because I wasn't in World War One. I just got here. I got here in 57. But my grandpa went overseas. You see, if I told that story like that, people would believe it. They would, that I commanded 172 men. My grandpa did. I didn't. I was never in the First World War, and I never, ever went over in Germany and tried to kill people over there. No, my grandpa did, though. So if I share a story like that, you people will fall for it, because that's what the Americans do, all you Americans. You fall for it. But yet, when people are in the Middle East and other countries are being subjugated to colonial practice and abuse and death and being bombed and all this shit, you'll never, ever clean up your own backyard, America. Never. The filth and the ruin in this country of mine, of Turtle Island, you did it. Ain't nobody else did this but you. Now you're teaching other people to do the same. So they're doing it to each other. Reminds me of a song by Lizzie Borden. I'm your master of the sky. I can see you watching from the corner of my eye. I'm your master of the skies. That was Lizzie Borden, a heavy metal dude. That's sad that people continuously, man, make mockery, make degrading remarks about the indigenous people when we've done nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad, man. Palestinian people never did shit to you guys, and you're doing it to them. Indonesian people, India people, all of them. Man, all these countries with people that have skin like Chinupa, man, you guys do this. They've done it to you, black folk. Why can't you put that pilgrimage on the white man? Don't be blaming us. You weren't here first. You all just got here. Those slave ships brought you here. We didn't. We were already here. My language is still here. We choya ki le mu ki le na wa ma khaska ki he na on kupi. Khat khan ko oyate. Se oyate we choya ki he ois pape. He un lechus e lakhota ki chakhya. Na chik chik alaw ki le na wa ableze he na ishi on spet chakhya ti wa he ogna. He na echa wa ableze he nyan ke. I don't need to explain that to you guys. It's my language and that's all there is to it. If you're indigenous, you should know what that meant. If you're not, shut up. Back to you all.
You know, where's Ibrahim and them? Maybe they could shine some light on this.
I'm just getting tired of all these people trying to say they've got claim to this land. They were here first, the white people, all because some fucking piece of paper said that we were nothing. Our ancestors were nothing, savages, but gave them the first claim right that this was their land. Now you got black people doing it. Who's next? Who the fuck is next to come in on these lands and do this? Every goddamn race seems to come over here and lay claim.
You know, do you remember the phone number of the guy? Do you remember the phone number of that guy who was talking a long time ago?
Yeah.
What his area code was?
Yeah, hold on. I know Cecile, too. That was the number to Cecile. That was her name. I met her over at Leonard Crowdog Sundance before my brother Leonard passed away. And so that number I had, because they had a symbolic, I have the card of that Cecile to this day. And the whole,
I want to call them up to get on the show.
Yeah, we can get them on. That lady, those guys are covering each other up for that guy. But that
okay.
Son of a bitch, man.
I want to get him on the show right now. That's why.
Okay. Let me do this. Here's what I'm going to do to you, okay, for you. I'm going to text you his phone number. That's the number to Cecile. That's all I know her by. And I made her sign her name in the card, okay? But I'm going to bail off this phone, and I'll jump right back on. And let me know when you got it when I get on, okay? I'm going to send it right to you, brother. All right.
This is disgusting to keep hearing all this crap that these people keep saying, first of all, they keep trying to tell us where our ancestors come from. I mean,
everybody's,
or they come over here and say, no, we're the original race.
Well, everybody's trying to rewrite history after Black Lives Matter movement and everything. Hello, 505. Welcome to the conversation. You want to say something, 505?
Hey, how's it going there, guys? This is Bobby in Albuquerque.
Hi,
I haven't
Bobby.
Been in contact with you guys for a while, so I didn't know when your shows were. And because last time I was on, you guys had a hard time hearing me. So I just hung up my phone. It was buzzing.
Rachel has something to say then. Rachel, repeat yourself, please.
Well, I was just bringing up the conversation tonight about this new group over in the East Coast that are trying to say that they are the aboriginals to this country, and that they intermingle with us, but they were here too first, that they've always been a part of us. Bullshit. The second one is, the second group of black people are coming up and say they came over here as immigrants, and then they came under the slavery of the native people. They also say that I raised the question, if they came over here as free people, immigrants, not slaves that the white man brought on the ships, did they throw themselves into slavery that Abraham Lincoln in 1865 freed them from themselves, or did Abraham Lincoln freedom from the white man? See, they don't even fucking know the truth. They got their fucking mind so scrambled, they don't know what to fucking believe. I've been hearing white and black people throughout the last year laying this and saying this. Yeah, the white man didn't bring them over here. They came over as free people, as immigrants, just to take the fucking heat off of that white man, what he did. Then they put the goddamn fucking enslavement, like Chinook said, onto the native people. Like, we were the ones who enslaved their asses. It was the white people who enslaved their asses. So basically, that's what we're talking about tonight.
Okay.
Now, Bobby, where were you from? You're from New Mexico, right? Or Arizona?
I'm from New Mexico.
Okay, you tell the people how long your people were there.
Centuries, hundreds of years.
Yeah, before. I mean, they got those national parks out there. That show.
Yeah,
that
we got Chocolate Canyon.
Yeah,
that's the one
I'm talking about.
We're fighting among the BLM about the land, the mineral rights underground. We're majority of the Navajo Nation people moved to after they were released from Fort Sumner when they were taken prisoners of illegal actions towards the government. And so we're having a battle with that, with the land dispute concerning sacred land burial grounds and so forth, what's on Chaco Canyon, with them still want to move the radius boundary of 10 miles from the visitor center, move it into from 10 miles to 5 miles, so they could get to the mineral rights down there, do more drilling and fracking and whatever. And it's been in danger before. One of the townships in that area caught on fire because of the blasting and the ground level, everything. It's really irritating to hear and get up there to speak with the people. So many promises were made with the Navajo Nation, and they're the ones that wanted the 5 mile radius, that 10 mile radius pushed into 5. But we told them no, because that is sacred ground to the Pueblo people. With all the artifacts out there, everything, the burial grounds and the sacredness. And also with the mining industries around here, my home, we had the largest open pit uranium mine in the world, 50s all the way to the first part of the 1980s. So we're having still conflict with those people to refurbish our land the way it was, when it looked like before they started their drilling operation. And it's just, it's woeful. You can see the mining, the open pits, they try to cover up, but you know, the ground is, you know, with all the mining down there, the ground is slowly sinking. And then one of our villages that we have up here, Puati Village, we have 6 villages, and one of them is Puati, and that's right next to the uranium mine up there that we had opened back in the 50s, and they were not supposed to dig underground under the Pueblo, but they went and dug anyway. So now the ground's sinking, and the village is slowly deteriorating from all the blasting and the fracking that went on when the mining was still operable. But the EPA came in about 10, 12 years after the mine closed, or maybe longer. Let's see, it was 2012, I believe, 13, when they came in to arrest asking for help to remedy the problem out there with the mining industry. They had no money. They were trying to hit our tribe up to pay for all the damages that the corporations did when they were mining out here. So that's one of the main issues that we're still working on. We're still checking on the water, the radon that's flying in the air, the water's contamination, the fracking, what's caused the aquifers to shatter underneath because of the shell. They was never really surveyed right. And so it put a lot of damage to our property here on our reservation. So that's what we're doing right now. We're fighting that. That's why I've been in council meetings all for the past, going on 2 weeks now, and trying to get this problem remedied. And also with our casinos, we have two casinos out here, and we haven't seen any monies of it come out of it yet for the people. It's always going to, they're buying, want to buy casinos, house casino, boat casinos, racetracks. They're dealing with the Kentucky Derby area. I think that my tribe just sold out, got out of that issue there. But when we had the other non-Indians in there running our administration, our committee for Laguna Development, dealing with casinos, we finally got someone that's a tribal member, and she's looking really deep into the actions that were taken back when we lost a lot of money. They wanted us, Louisiana, when they tried to buy a boat casino down there, they wanted us to give our solidarity away, too. We don't stick that up your ass, you know. And so right now that's where it's standing with our issues. And we're still going back tomorrow and all week. We'll be meeting on these actions and see what we can propose a solution instead of taking it directly to court. And the funny thing about it is one of our tribal members holds an office up there in D.C. She's a lawyer, and she signed a paper didn't read the fine print on this application for Louisiana about the solidarity and other things that they wanted us to give to them. So and right now our ex-governors are looking into the situation of what could be done to remedy the problem, because we lost out over $20 million on this action. So instead of gaining money, we're losing it. So that's the main issue that we're fighting among our council, our development corporation, the shareholders, which, by the way, I used to be a shareholder, but they took that away from me. So I ain't getting nothing. No one here in Laguna Land that's a tribal member is hardly getting anything unless you're well-educated or up there high in office or whatever within the casino development corporations. So they're the ones that are getting the money. And then plus a lot of issues coming up with money being taken under the carpet, you know, from our own people. And it's funny because I'm looking at our governor right now. And our secretary, they're both under investigation for embezzlement, but they're still running their tribe. So that's one issue that we got to remedy this problem on, getting all these people that have criminal records against them. We got some out there for cattle rustling, of all things. And so it's adding up. It's coming down to these issues that we're trying to remedy these problems with our council. And but right now we're having an issue dealing with that with our with our war chiefs. We don't have here in Laguna, we don't have no medicine men. All we have is war captains, war chiefs that think they have the power, the medicine to handle these situations. And I'll be honest, they don't. I don't trust anybody here on my reservation that claims to be medicine men, because that's a bad omen to claim something that you aren't. So that's where these issues are standing up. They're coming out in the open. And so that's why I've been in council for going on 2 weeks now, just to help remedy this problem before our tribal elections come up in December. So that's where it stands at right now here and where I'm at, you know, dealing with the land, with fighting the BLM, with our own people. They're trying to get us to bump heads with each other, just like they did with us down at Big Mountain, Arizona, when they had the Navajo-Hopi dispute. They got the tribes to fight among each other, and that's what they're trying to do here. And we don't want that to happen. We need to put our heads together and work as one, and come up with a direct action situation concerning these problems with the BLM and the Chaco Canyon and Bear Ears, which is in Utah. And that's one of the areas I cover down this side, the southwest area of Turtle Island. And I've been working quite a bit with the Oak Flats people down in Arizona concerning their uranium mines. They want to start drilling on their sacred ground down there too, you know. So, but one question that the director of BLM asked us at a meeting where we had with her is, what do you consider burial sacred ground burial sites? Straight answer came out from my tribal representative, my hysterical researcher. He said, you're standing on it. You're standing on sacred land. This whole area is sacred to all of us. You know, anybody that takes care of Mother Earth and believes in her way of her thinking, her actions of getting a little agitated at times, you know, and she lets us know in some way or another. But, you know, and that was the main question that I really enjoyed when my representative got up and said, you are standing on burial ground and sacred land, regardless where you're at. Your home is built on sacred land. Everything there is around you.
So you're not able to do it?
So, but anyway, that's where I'm at right now in my area down here in New Mexico.
Hey, Bobby, this is Tanuba from Pine Ridge here. Hey, who is that tribal member of yours that's sitting in D.C.? What's her name?
Deb Holland.
Oh, goddamn, Deb Holland. Oh, geez. How do they say it in Indian country? I'll be damned. I knew there was a grandma named Etta that had it out for her, too.
Who?
Etta? I can't remember Etta's last name, but she was a grandma. She didn't care for Deb Holland because she swindled some land from some of her people down there.
Oh, yeah. She's a swindler. She got kicked off by Reyes one time for providing too much information in a book she was writing. Her and that Leslie Mormon Silko, who is part Laguna, they both got requested to leave the Reds for a year or two, but they're back on, you know. But they were watching the last election time when Holland made the finals and all this, and she started putting stuff in on YouTube or something pertaining to our tribal traditions and customs. And one of our tribal leaders just happened to catch it and read it and made her take it off before anybody else could see it. So, but, you know, she's not liked here. You know, she tried twice to shake my hand. I haven't shaken it yet because, you know, I don't believe her. I don't trust her.
Thank you on that, Bobby. Thank you.
She's married to a
Tyreek. Are you listening, Tyreek?
Yeah.
Tyreek, are you listening?
Your phone number that you. Yes, I'm listening. Canupa.
That number I texted you. I was waiting for you to say if you got it.
No, they canceled the number.
I texted your phone.
It does not work.
That's the number to that Cecile lady.
No, it doesn't work anymore. It's disconnected.
Yeah, that's what they do. Them guys are liars, man. Black people are liars. I met them. I met Cecile and this other lady at Leonard Crow Dog's Sundance a few years ago before my brother Leonard passed away. And just like everybody else, how do they say it in Indian country? Culture vultures, that's what they all are, man. They all want to outdo us natives when, in fact, we're not trying to outdo anybody. We're just trying to, man, live freely and independently the best we know how, trying to keep our stuff alive. I mean, I'm not hearing my brother Leonard Peltier saying he's black, let alone speaking the African language. I'm not hearing him say that. Hell, Chinupa Gloha Money ain't saying he's black either.
Okay.
What I'm saying is the discriminatory infractions that come from white America, America teaches people this, to do just like them, like they say. Do unto others as you would do to yourself, you know? That's what they're doing. So, I mean, look at Deb Haaland, part white. And she turns against Bobby and his people, man. Come on, man. We deal with that kind of shit here on Indian country, man. All the time. Just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians don't mean they're Indians, people.
Right on.
Okay. We got 35 minutes left. I'm going to say to anybody, if you want to bring somebody to the show and they are hesitant to come to the show, give them this phone number. Not my personal phone number, my other phone number for the show, which is 619-657-7073. That number is for the show, and give it to people that you want, like representatives or whoever, want to get on the show so I can call them, you know what I mean, through this phone to get them on the show. So again, this number is 619-657-7073. That's the show, what do you call it? If anybody, you know, we want to get representatives or something.
Thank you for coming.
Well, I couldn't understand why these people didn't want to come back on this guy. I invited him to the show tonight.
Because
I asked him to drop the names. Yep, that's what I got. I said, they were stalling around with some of the names. I'm like, are you meaning Aura Looking Worse? They said Crow Dog. I said, okay, I want you to come on to the show. I don't know none of these people, but Chinook does.
Leonard passed away. He's back with our ancestors.
Yep. And I said, then
my
you can tell the people
here.
Yeah.
They didn't want to, they hesitated. We don't want to come on. I said, then quit saying this shit about who the fuck is talking to you from up there. I said, get the hell on the show and tell Chinook what you told me. Tell him the names of the people you talked to and what exactly they told you. Oh, we don't want to be on your platform. I said, why not? I said, you keep saying you want to educate us, but you don't want to come on.
They don't want their names or their voices in public. But they want to be secretive bastards behind the wall. That's all they want.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Chinook.
I know a lot of people like that.
Hey, there's Jenny.
Hello, this is Jenny. Chinook, that Etta's last name was Arvizo.
Oh, Bobby, you still with us?
Yeah. Yeah,
it was Etta
Arvizo. And she was sharing with us that she was the spokeswoman for their medicine people right there. And this is when the virus all first started and what. And she said their medicine people, you know, understood it already how the government, you know, they're creating another, you know, disease sickness because every fucking time they try it, every 100 years, it's to depopulate the people. But every time they do that, it's a threat to us, a big threat to us. Telling us about Deborah Holland. You know, she said, you know, she's married to a white man and they don't trust her. And she was telling us about how she got kicked off the res. And, yeah. Okay, so far she hasn't really did anything but, what, changed a couple of names on a few mountains or something? She hasn't really made a real change for us yet.
No, I haven't seen an impact yet done. You know, everything that she's put in writing is being looked at, but I don't know who, by the Senate or what, regarding these monuments, you know, of what Trump done to barriers before he got out, got beat out of office, kind of increasing the land for public use, and a lot of this land up there in Barriers area is sacred land. There's, you can walk up the mountain there, you can run into buildings that are built into, in Pueblo style cliff dwellings, and also with the Diné people, their leaders. Manuelito, back in the days, a great warrior, he was from that area. So they got a lot of history. The Native people and as well as the Pueblo people have a lot of history concerning Bear Ears. And that's what Trump was trying to do, just to humiliate us, take things for granted that we weren't going to stand up and not fight for it, but I thought wrong. You know, people
well,
are still going to
look
there.
At
people
the
are still doing their own.
Yeah, the Blackfeet up here are having to fight to stop that. They're trying to drill in a sacred area up here called Badger 2 Medicine. And Badger 2 Medicine is a part of our whole creation story, these mountains up here and what. And that's why, you know, these black people that are trying to say that, you know, well, we come from Africa and all that. Nah, don't listen to them. If they were truly from here, if they were here before our people were here, why ain't they trying to protect these sacred areas? Why don't they know about these sacred areas? That's why I don't ever mind what they're fucking trying to say.
Because they sound like
they're all preaching, they're all reading out the same voice. That Bible, that book, everything, that belongs over there. Yeah, it works over there, but not here.
It's called divide and conquer.
So I don't listen to none of that. There's a guy named Gayasi Rasa. You know, he's half black and half supposed to be part of our tribe and what. He's out there, too, trying to play that big Blackfeet kid and what. He hasn't did nothing for our people. He has not been here when the women were protesting, when we had to shut down that office. We had to do all this fucking shit trying to stop corruption. What the hell was this kid at? All the people out there, you know, they don't understand nothing what's really happening on the reservation. But they want to play us in Hawaii. For what? Why would you want to be us, especially what we're going through right now? I don't let all that take my energy, you know, because we know it's not true. None
well,
of that's
there's
true.
A lot of money behind it, too.
Yeah, a lot of money that's not going to fucking save them.
Yeah. There's a lot of money behind this. Okay, so we got 28 minutes left. Anything else on this special day, special edition? Well,
all I know is
they all
read out of books. You read out of books, they watch shit on YouTube and Facebook and all that, and then all of a sudden they think it's them. Hmm?
Yep. That's how
see, Bobby was saying, yeah, you know, even my own grandparent, my own grandma, my grandpa, they talk about these days that we're talking about right now, YouTube learning and all that shit. They knew it was not good. Now you look and you have all these supposedly medicine people who are just rattling on, you know, and telling the whole world about something, you know.
Well, this is what happened with me last year. Last year, I was down by the border, La Posta border. That is on Kumaye land when Trump was running his wall through the land, indigenous land, on a graveyard site. And that's when I saw an AIM patch, and I'm trying to remember her name. You know, she was claiming to be from AIM and calling herself a medicine woman. That's when I contacted Kanupa and I said, is there such thing as called autonomous AIM? You know, and that's when I started doing a lot of digging into what is this autonomous AIM. And I start, you know, that's when Kanupa got me Junior's contact, and I started contacting everybody from AIM. You know, I did not leave any rock to be unturned, and I contacted everybody from AIM, and I said, hey, are you guys actually down here doing something about this thing? Who is this autonomous AIM? And then after, you know, I started digging in harder, you know what I mean? Trying to figure out who's pulling what string and which tribal council and whatnot. And I went to the Kumaye people and they go, no, this has nothing to do with Russell Means, you know. And I said, so is it okay for you? You know what I mean? Did you give this person permission to call herself medicine woman? God knows what, you know what I mean? And he goes, no. People are taking it upon themselves, he's saying half-breeds, you know what I mean, are taking it upon themselves, you know, calling themselves whatever, you know what I mean? And the problem is, on this part of town, you know, like California, we don't have, you know, actual representatives, you know what I mean, representing, so it's easy for, you know, imposters, you know, to go off and claim something they're not. You know what I mean? So this is what's happening.
Yeah, it's all over. It's all over the place. But they could play, but us, we don't play. Huh? It's real for us. If they want to play, go ahead. Keep playing, yeah. You know. You're playing with something that you don't even know about. Mm-hmm.
And I am so happy.
And it's not no game. It's not no fucking game. That's why you don't use money. But they want to use money. Go ahead and see what happens.
See if anything turns up. See if anything turns up in the future. You know, everybody knows now that there's a voice, Indigenous Voices of People. You know, and I'm trying to tell others, you know, from the Brown Berets who are Mexican, you know what I mean? And from Azatlan and La Casa, you know what I mean? I told them, and I said, if you have somebody claiming AIM or claiming indigenous or something, let me know, because I'm going to pull them onto this radio show. I'll make another special segment, you know what I mean, for them to come on the show and claim, you know, back up their claim on the show. That's why I want everybody on the show, you know what I mean? So in that way we can weed out and see who's acting and who's, you know, who's fake and who's not. Well, everybody knows on my Facebook, you know what I mean, on my Facebook, I have 2,300 different indigenous people, you know, from Turtle Island and around the world. And they're, you know, they heard your voices.
Well, somebody asked, you know, who's going to say they own us? Next way, China saying they own us. All of a sudden, China owned us. See. Everybody wants a part of something that don't belong to them.
And you have the right. You have all the right to stand up to these people and say, what the fuck? All right. We've got 22 minutes. Somebody's making a lot of noise. I don't know who it is. Go ahead, people. Lines are open for anything. You have anything to say, 406?
Well, all I like to say is I'm not going to focus my energy on these people that want to claim us, you know, to be us, but it'll never work for them, you know, they're full of shit. Mm-hmm. And then we have a white woman want to be one of us women, and then we have black guys want to be, or men, you know, but where the fuck are they then? Where are they to protect these sacred areas that we're all trying to tell the fucking government system to stop, no more? Mm-hmm. Because they don't understand we're trying to protect their water source, their sources of water. They get drying up all over the fucking place. Every time they want to drill, mine, whatever, where are they going to get the water from first? You got to question that. Whose water are you going to steal? Where are you getting this water to do all that?
Exactly.
But don't, you know, our people are, oh, yeah, it's going to keep raining. It's going to keep snowing. Well, yeah, it is. It's going to. Huh? But is it going to be enough? They want to start a water thing up here since the bullshit illegal water compact went through. Wow, yeah. We better hope and pray that, you know, we're going to get a whole bunch of snow, you know, because we don't get as much as we used to anymore. You know, where are you going to get all this water from? See?
I don't know.
You know, anybody if you don't else? Mind, how much time we got left on the show here, Tyreek?
I gave you guys an hour and a half, so 19 minutes.
Okay, metake pilesis epinkte, lakhoto gna. Lila ota waons pekile oyate tchokchapi, hena etcha wichak opi ashna, ma ska etchantaha. Maza ska kile onkit chopsne, hena wasichu ki hena kachapi. Cha etchuha oyate mitcho ki taku lena wakha. Suta I quack oki will happy. Kohe in shen was testing. Natoni lakota ki henna hechum will keep me. Ask me hunt in the lecture. Tala taku was stay iwong lakab in your hunt. Hasapaki lena echa. Taku is no kilena was testing. Meta hane malakota. Nahake we mitrokile shahila hemacha. Nake Umachetya Moshika Emacha. Tal Weki Lena Yamani Bulahaki We Choiki Lena Misha Nahaki Obluspe. Chitista Naha Nahua Nalakota. Hena Yamani Pi Hena Nahaki Obluspe. Namila Haskatha We Choiki Lila Washteshni. We Kotko ni Kurte. So with Kotko needs in the hunter, let Taku was stay, let's just say, Yapasis on a Tetsus, a Ochlate, Chano, Yakis. Oh, Hena is your walk, Yakile, Yanke. As in Hushni, Taku is taking a Taku Chicha Kokile, Wako, Wakakaka Kishima Ne to Kile, Hena Echa, we chose Lani, Hena Echa Kakapi. Wamak haska etaha hechus e unki epiki he wables e waka wo yupsha te hena yake. As to any hechus e etuamsni, nahunya po kipsni. He uncha waka unkik of yahas katab na ipach e chumpina, duat hokta o specha kyamna ha lakota chaze apachba na tokyutri yamna wilkrapi. O hena isha toni hechus e chano o yakitni. As ini hasni. Mila haska tcha o ap heki hechus e chumpi. He uncha hasa pa o yartek lena. Tak sitcha I wogla kono tak un pach pa ok teki le. Hena toni hechus e wu choyeki oispa bo kitni. Hena isha wu choye tchopi na chazeki glunipi. O he isha yake. As unki e toni hechus e unkakapsni. Unlak hota. Να του είναι λέξους εκαούν σπέκια και λέει ο μάτσέτια λέξους εούν του αποκόκκι ύψνη. Ένα για κύψνη. Ο ακάτσχαν κάτι τσίμα νέτκο να ον τσίμα πχά και λέει να χάχτη νους ον κίναζι αν κάτω λέξους ον κόμμανε πήκε ο αμάκχασκα όπτυο. Λένα έτσα ο ακάτσχαν και λέει νιτσούπι. Ο τσόι και λέει να νιτσούπι. Ο τσόχαν και λέει νιτσόπι και ένα ίσια νιτσούπι. Ο ένα έτσα Kokata ke letako e prekile letsus e waglake. Hovana blushta. What I said in my language is very honorable, plain, and simple. My bloods are Cheyenne, Moshika, and Lakota. But I have the audacity to use this heinous language called fucking English. It's the most barbaric and brutal language because you cuss, you swear, you degrade your women, your children, your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, your auntie, your uncle, your son and daughter, and yourself with this language. It's really bad. But in our culture, everything's pure. Now, black man, listen to this. We indigenous people didn't do a goddamn thing to you, black man.
Huh?
You listen now. Listen now, people. Listen now, people. People, listen now. Listen now, people. Hold your noise down in your fucking holes, man. Hold it down. Listen. There's a black man out there. There's a group of black people condemning indigenous people. You, while you guys are looking at other stuff on the internet, and Facebook, and you're talking all this nonsense, these people are trying to take our identity away, our identity, and you fuckers are allowing it. You ain't saying a goddamn thing on the show. I don't give a fuck about them, Holland. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. It's a repeat colonial practice of history, how America has always been a melting pot of destroying people and things with life. Okay? So as long as you're going to continue to accept that and listen to that, a young girl fell down and broke her ankle in front of a Domino's Pizzeria in fucking Great Falls, Montana. Where's the public outcry? Where are you guys condemning that white establishment? Domino's Pizza, red, white, and blue, huh? So she was going to use her money to feed her family, goddammit, to try something different. And she breaks her ankle. What are you guys calling out Montana's legislature? See, this is what you guys don't know. But it's happened like that every day, every second, every moment. And kids are traumatized by seeing their mother get hurt. They are. They're seeing their mother fall down. This is what I'm telling you guys. This is why we tell the show. When the show comes on, when the show comes on, when the show comes on, we need to stay focused on why we're having the show. If it's about black people trying to be us, then God damn it, let's stick to that. I get sick and tired of half-breeds doing this same thing. My brothers, they're going to try to evict him in 3 days. Where are you guys crying about that? My brother's going to get evicted, him and his family. It's cold outside. It's snowing. Where is he going to go? God damn it, people, this is what America's doing, man. And it's happening on the reservation, especially here in Pine Ridge. See, I don't want to listen to no other fucking fake bullshit because it's all fake. It's about neutralizing people that understand freedom of independence. If you have freedom of independence, you're, hey, they can't touch you. But as long as you're still in the melting pot as a newly established bucket of soup is being put together, it's easy to stir. I get sick and tired of this shit all the time. We try to call people. There's nobody out there you can trust anymore. But distrust, you can distrust anybody. Distrust is stronger than trust itself, people. My God, man, I get sick and tired of this shit, man. Where are you guys? What is you women crying and screaming, getting mad? Why are they making people homeless? I'm a homeless fucking guy. You don't hear me complain? I'm going to do something. That's what I'm capable of doing. I watched the cops go by my mom's house fucking all evening, man, driving by, waiting for me to break or spark something. Because I moved back into my mom's house, my mom, my mother, Yvonne Jean Martin's home. My baby brother used to live here. But my family killed him. They killed my baby brother. This is also what's out there. Families killing loved ones, killing each other, God damn it, in the name of a falsified regime called America or the United States. When this show is about them white fuckers and black people, man, trying to be, I'm not trying to be a black man. I don't listen to rap. I'm not trying to walk around with my fucking pants down my ass. I'm not trying to do that. All you fucking people are doing that, and you know that. Don't be bullshitting, people. You all go around doing that shit. That's an insult to your family, your mom, your dad, your grandma and grandpa, your people, man. If you want your fucking ass to be shown, take the fucker off and walk bare ass. Yeah. Fucking tired of that shit, you guys all trying to be black and white. Enough already, man. That's my passion because that's what I thought this show was going to continue to be about. People exposing what people are trying. Look, the black people, man, they want us gone too. If they're saying that they were here first, fuck you, man. You don't hear me go to fucking Africa and say I was over there first. I've been to Kenya. I've been to South Africa. I've been to Zimbabwe. And I never claimed anything over there. Never. I ain't from there. Fuck no. I was honorable to my sister Regina that invited me over there. My sister Regina, if you're listening out there, Chinupa's thinking of you. Thank you for inviting me. And the late Matufo, hey, thank you for going home. I'm glad you went home and passed away over there. That's a remarkable black man that decided to leave my country because he didn't belong here. His roots were from over there. And when he went home, he passed away. That's a real black man. That's a real black family because his family went home, finally went home. And the rest of you can do that. If I wasn't from there, I sure in the hell be trying to find out where I'm going and I'm going home. But I'm from here. Turtle Island's my home. It's where I belong. My roots are here. Everything's pure. Here, right here. We choke. So I thank all of you guys for allowing me to say what I could on this show that is supposed to be about these black folks, you know, trying to claim, ah, fuck you black people. And if this offends you guys, so be it. Your own have become your worst enemy, black people. Man, fuck you guys. If you can't take that finger back on your own black people for doing this shit to you guys, man, that we're not trying to do that to you. I'm not. I got a grandson that's black. And you don't ever see me trying to degrade him. God damn you people don't get it. But that's America. America is a country full of half-breeds. Half-breeds. America. Half-breed. Do the math. Break the seven-letter word down, and you'll figure it out. My grandpa showed me that, and I still carry it at the age of 65. God damn it, I'm almost 70. Man, you guys are full of shit, so I'm going to let you all go, man. My passion is too much for my people. And quit saying that you were here first. Our DNA, you can never prove it. White man, let alone a black man, you can never prove it. You can never prove it. This is why you like to destroy everything that has life. Thank you guys all from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and we'll talk to you guys again on this weekend on the Indigenous Voices of People from 5 o'clock to 7 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thank you all for having me on your show. Ha ho and ho kahe.
7 minutes if somebody wants to add anything.
I agree with all this. I'm getting sick and tired. Even these white people off of Senate now are coming up and saying, oh, we didn't bring them over here. We didn't say they came over here on their own because some black college student read something in a white history college book and now is running with that. Now the white people are jumping on us. Oh, they came over here as immigrants. They came over as straight people. The white people didn't bring them over. I can't believe how these other minority people, black people, can be so dissuaded and jump on something, and while they're jumping on something, the white people recognize, oh, he's getting our ass off the hook for what we did.
Well, I wish if they were a guest on the show, I wish if they came on.
No, they didn't want to come on. I was on the phone right before I came on over here.
Yeah.
And I told them, get on here. I want you to tell Chinook names of these people up there, these chiefs who talk to you and their names. You tell Chinook who you talk to and what they said, this what you're telling me.
Who is the chiefs anyways? Who are they now?
Who knows anymore? There's so many of them out there. Like Jenny was saying on this YouTube, there's all kinds of women out here pretending on YouTube to be the Buffalo Calf woman. White women. You got all kinds of these hippie-looking fuckers on YouTube, wisdom keepers. They're all out there.
Yeah. I want to interview them. That's why.
Yeah. You ever watch, they even have some, what they call it, drum haters or something on Facebook. And you watch, you know, it makes us laugh because, you know, they look funny the way they're, you know, but they're mocking us. And then it kind of makes you wonder, is that how they see us? But that's not us because we dance gracefully. We don't dance like a bunch of fucking characters, you know?
Yeah,
I wish
America.
I was still on Facebook. Somebody complained and got me kicked off.
America. America, the melting pot. They steal everybody's belief, religion, whatnot, and they run with it. That's how they won for you.
It's all, you know, technology, too.
Yep. They take a picture, they Photoshop the picture, they add a little bit more coloring to it, less color, and oh, guess what? We're Indian. Oh, man. This is America. We don't know what the future is in the hold for us anymore. I'm watching the feed and the crazy news about what's happening in Europe right now. It's just white people killing white people.
And they're doing it here too.
Yeah. Russia versus Ukraine versus Poland. It's white people fighting each other.
Well, we got
even the Koreans. The Koreans are going at it too now.
What?
You have the Koreans are pissed off at each other and
everybody. The Middle East. Now Ukraine throws Israel under the bus to a human rights organization. It's like one big fiasco after another. Yep. But that's what happened. White people tried to play God with the world, trying to steal everybody's resources and oil.
Damn,
well, that's why I always said they want to play God. They want to play this God with us. They want to think that they have all the rights, all the human rights to pick and choose who's to live and who's to die and who gets this and who don't get that. So who gave them that right?
Well, the Middle East is suffering too. Hey, the Middle East is suffering also. You know, white people destroyed the Middle East.
All in the name of who, though?
And a fucking pope over there in fucking Rome.
Yeah, that fucking pope. Rome. Yep, he fucked up Romans.
Fucking rapes little boys. He sits over there. He controls everything in this fucking world. He sits over there. You know, they hijacked this Jesus' name, put his name in the book, and out crawled the fucking pope out of the book.
Yep.
That's what they do. They hijack everything. That's the problem. They hijack because they don't got nothing original for themselves and to themselves. They've got to hijack everything and build around something about themselves like they're something great and they're nothing but a bunch of fucking fake pieces of shit even from the beginning of time.
Yeah. This is the world that we live in now. Nobody gives a shit about anybody anymore.
Yeah.
Well, good night, everybody.
Y'all take care.
Well, talk to you guys on Friday.
Good night.
Night.
Excellent.
Bye.